All right. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 6:51 in the morning. If you miss anything, KVOI.com. If you missed my interview with my buddy Jack Fried on his very powerful book called The Heirs of Auschwitz, people are asking about it, go to KVOI.com and hit the second hour. Jack starts about halfway through the second hour. Let's go to Clint Mabey, Community Foundation of Southern Arizona. Clint, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Not too bad. For any folks that just came down, just moved here from Albuquerque or someplace, explain to them what is the Community Foundation of Southern Arizona, what do you do, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, we just had our 40th anniversary this week. We were founded in 1980, and what a community foundation is think of us as investment advisors for charitable giving. We help people give away money not only now, but through their estate plans, and annually we give away about $10 million to our community.
Tell me about the kind of the interaction between you and the folks that want to give money. They have the money, they want to give it, and they just don't. They're just kind of confused on how to do it. You know, not confused, but uneducated on how to do it effectively.
It can be that, or as you know, if you're giving to education, there's a lot of different ways that you can support education, whether you want to do teachers, whether you want to do schools, whether you want to do principals. We just help them through that to make those investments, no matter what their interests are. And in their estate plan, we help them guarantee that whatever their interest is, that interest is going to be funded in perpetuity.
So what's the decision-making process of how you guys help distribute money?
Sure, that's all determined by the donor. We really go by the donor. So that donor might say, I want to give it to South Point Catholic for the rest of eternity, and we will do that. Or they might say, I want a competitive process for programs that are helping the hungry, and then we manage that process for them.
So we know we're the 2020 census. We're kind of in the middle of it right now, and you know, it seems that there are a good portion of our neighbors who sometimes are a little bit reluctant to do such things. Tell us why it's important for folks to fill out their census and respond, especially in relation to what you guys are doing.
Well, just in first of all, it's the determinant by which federal resources are allocated to state and local governments. And the latest data we have from the government was in FY15, $675 billion. And we had an undercount at the last census 10 years ago of 3 to 4%. And that 3 to 4% is tens of millions of dollars that's not flowing to our community.
So I just want to make sure, did you say $675 billion is the federal money that comes into the region?
No, all over the United States.
That's a hell of a number. We should look like. Do you know the number of how much comes in the Tucson on an average basis?
I do not know an average basis.
That'd be an interesting number to know, because especially when you say there's a 3 to 4% undercount.
Well, actually, if you want to go for the exact stats, I would invite people to go to the PAG website, Association of Governments website, and that's all there, and they've got downloadable materials that employers can put up to encourage people to respond to the census.
Tell me about the where we are in the process for people who are listening right now. Where are we at the process, and kind of like what are some important dates they need to know about?
So every person should have been mailed a form this week.
Got mine yesterday.
Yep, I got mine yesterday too.
Okay.
And you should, everybody living in the United States, by April 1 is required to participate. So it's as simple as going online, filling out the information. It takes you 10 minutes and you're done, and you don't need to meet another human being. If you do not by April 1st, then they have census takers that will first try to call you by phone, and then they will follow up with a visit to your house, and that all will be completed by the end of May.
Getting people by phone, especially if they don't, to get them to call back their sensor taker is going to be tough.
Oh, it's true. That's why the easiest thing to do, and now with this outbreak, is go online, fill out the information. It takes 10 minutes. It is secure, protected by the federal government, all the way up to the Supreme Court. All the information is encrypted. It's easy to do.
So go to census2020.gov, and that's the easiest way to do this.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Clint, thanks for the knowledge, thanks. And thanks for filling us in what you guys do. And, you know, hopefully folks are filling out censuses. It shouldn't be hard, but it's harder than we think.
Well, it's a lot of resources for us, for roads all the way to helping the poor. So, Christy, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. That's Clint Mabey. He is the president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Southern Arizona.